Mariah's all banged up today. Mm. Looking very... So you didn't cut your hair.
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. I thought like you can do bangs like whenever you want. I'm like, damn, that's like actually
usually
good hair.
I can. Like I can either slick it back or like ta-da, but I just got to cut today.
I like that. A transformer. Well, it looks nice.
Thank you. We had a couple's little hair date. We got our hair did.
Okay. I just got my haircut done. I got my haircut done a couple days ago right down the street. She's actually really good. You should try her out. She's really sweet too.
It's fun. It's nice. It feels good to get like a refresher.
Yeah.
Can't relate.
Kenny, what about you?
Okay, curls.
Pan to the tumbleweed on my head. Can't relate to
your
that.
Your hair grows so fast.
It is. It literally does. It's like bamboo.
Mariah, every time I see, or anytime I see any girl in bangs, it reminds me of the time where I was talking to this girl and she got bangs and she was like, do you like me with bangs or without bangs? Like she just asked me a question. I was like,
there's no right answer to that.
And I was like, I like you without bangs. And she's like, wow. And we got into a 2-week fight. It was crazy.
What?
It's like, why ask the question if you don't, like, if you ask a question, you want an honest answer, right?
No, I remember when you told me, because it was like, you were like, I like the bangs. You're asking me which I prefer. I think you look more attractive without the bangs.
You're right. Why ask
but
if there's
I still
one answer?
Really like the bangs.
And I would actually like to bang if that's okay with you.
And it's not even like I find you more attractive. I just like, those you ask opinion. Me if I like the bangs or I don't like the bangs on your
right.
face.
Why
I
think ask if you're going to get
and
yeah.
honestly,
upset.
I think it's a better compliment or it's more of a compliment if I like
when you
no
see
bang,
more of the face.
Because I see more of your face.
Right.
Mm. You're not covering it up.
Okay. what do you think? With or without?
All right, guys. Welcome back to Danny's Roll the Intro Music.
It's coffee time, baby. Oh, thank God you fucking said that. We gotta get
whoa.
Out of
here.
Well, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm your host, Zane.
And I am Heath.
We're Kenny and Mariah.
We're Kenny and Mariah.
Zane's like, all right, let's move on.
The one with the bangs
but more
is
importantly,
Mariah.
But more importantly, bangs.
More importantly.
And the one with the curly bangs is Kenny.
I hate my
pack
hair.
It up, Jerry Curl.
And the one that need bangs is Zane.
But it's a great got, day for bang energy. Bangs put in. That's all right.
Bang energy.
Not now, Kenny.
Sponsored by Bang.
God, I love that.
I love seeing the TikToks of people like making fun of people doing bang promos.
I actually like the bang ones. Like that, they're funny enough as is.
Yeah.
Like, does Bang just not care? People are just like,
they're just like, our name's getting out there. Fuck it, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it all should be.
I mean, that's how it should be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're doing it right.
It works. Yeah.
I don't know what was worse, the awful like chicks trying to promote it, like wearing nothing. And then, like, the shitty TikToks of people, like, trying to force it into content.
Well, the girls wearing nothing. What do you mean?
Like, girls in
like,
bikinis.
When Bang
they, like...
started out, it used to, like, there was, like, Bang girls.
Yeah.
And they were like...
Heath sex girlfriend.
Whoa! Under the bus! Mm-hmm.
Bleep.
Bleep that out.
We ain't giving her
airtime.
She was
ambassador. She was doing
she
work.
She walked.
So these TikTokers can run.
You know what? So we should be thanking her. She laid out a carpet for everybody.
Did she have bangs?
Mama.
She had bangs.
Pin it back. Pin it back.
I'm like, no, she showed her whole face.
No, she was more secure.
Oh, shit.
Did she have bangs? Man. I mean, yeah, she was on the PR list, I'm sure. She probably got a lot of them.
Sure. I
want a bang promo.
Me too.
We drink it all the time.
Is this some sort of weird transition into a bang ad read?
I wish.
That would have been dope.
Roll the intro. No, do the ad read.
I feel like bang looks bad, right? Like
it's definitely not good for you.
But what is?
Right. Cocaine, heroin.
Anything good for you?
Back to this conversation again.
Methamphetamine. We got a lot. We got a lot on our plate and a lot in our...
Speaking of methamphetamines, we're going home to Florida.
Yeah, baby!
Get it, Kenny. Yeah, we are all going home to Florida for Thanksgiving. And this is pre-recorded, by the way, guys, if you're listening. This is going to be coming out after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but I think by this time, we're all going to probably be like... just at a giant Florida party.
I'm
going to
be
something.
Knees deep in some gravy and turkey.
I'll be in the middle of the woods with my family.
Very good.
Celebrating Thanksgiving. Watching out for
bears.
They're
going to hunt their own turkeys.
It's actually scary out there. Like those bears, they get so fucking close and they're big too.
Do you have to put everything in those big bear bins?
Yes. Yeah. You can't leave one crumb of food out or they'll come right inside your tent.
What would you do?
You're kind of fucked. I think one of us has a gun. Like, one of us has to have a gun.
Every time I hope.
Every time people go camping, somebody has, like, a weapon, just in case, right?
Maybe they think you're going to be that person, Zane.
With a gun? I don't even know how to fucking load it.
A weapon.
I don't even know how to load it.
Like, I always imagine a scene where, like, I don't know, it's like, there's zombies or something fucking happens where we all need to protect ourselves. And Heath is like, here, Zane, go. And he throws me a gun. And in that moment, I just need to know how to use this gun. And I just wouldn't fucking know.
He points it backwards like the cartoon. It's like, and he's using it with his thumb.
No, that's why I actually want to go to a gun range and practice like using a gun. Cause like, I'll never buy one. I don't need to use it. But like when the time comes, I just need to know how to use a gun. You'll take me?
Yeah. I'll show you the ropes.
Can we go to the backyard and shoot like tin cans and shit?
That's pellet guns.
He has so much to learn.
Hold on, wait.
He's like, yeah, can you take me in the back and like we could shoot like G.I. Joes off of like the fence?
Hold on, people don't like use guns to like practice by shooting like tin cans.
It's normally like a it has like a longer barrel, right? The ones where you're shooting BB guns. Is it a BB gun? I'm doing this like I know what I'm holding.
You're the fucking gun guy. Teach these kids how to use guns.
All right, guys.
So you're gonna take the magazine.
Ask your parents if you wanna learn.
We went from Zane and Heath uneducated to Zane and Heath gun educated.
Unloaded.
Both good answers.
Thank you.
I'm gonna come up with a master class. Zane Jazzy's gun class.
I don't know.
I don't think that would go over too well.
The death rate for like that class, the people taking that class would be like 60%.
Hey guys, welcome to Zane Ahmed Hijazi's gun class. I'd rethink that one. I'd go under an alias.
I bring my little sister in as like a, hey guys, I have my assistant here. He's going to help us today.
But she has like the greatest personality. She's like, are we all excited?
Who's ready to shoot some stuff?
She's throwing candy at the students. Chocolates.
Oh god.
I love Florida.
Oh, I love Hedaya. Yeah. Like we all make fun of Hedaya so much. Hedaya too. It's the funniest fucking thing. Like the Arab jokes are so good. So good. We go so hard, like so dark with those jokes.
I feel like we all feel like I think gay jokes are hilarious. You think Arab jokes are hilarious. He thinks cowboy jokes are hilarious. Mariah,
doesn't know how to like
gay Arab cowboy.
New people watching this are like, what?
Heath with cowboy jokes, Mariah bang jokes. Everybody's got their thing.
Wrong person.
Oh yeah, that's yours.
Oh, hold on. Who's that with the energy drink?
I was talking about you being Muslim. Oh shit, guys.
Oh fuck.
This is the episode we get canceled.
Yeah.
What the
Here we go.
Honestly,
hell?
You know what? Honestly, this is Zane Heath Unfiltered. Well, I don't fucking care anymore.
How many times are we gonna remind people with this episode?
If you're tuning in now, you're watching Zane and Heath. You're tuning in to Zane and Heath.
Somebody's gonna be saying
this
something
is Zane
stupid.
Heath Unfiltered, guys. What do you expect? People were like, okay.
Maybe
okay.
We need to be saying cancelable stuff because that will bring in people to say, oh, what do they say? That's so bad. Let me be offended. And then they go watch it.
Right.
Maybe
be
it's
offended.
Like a good.
What's the worst thing you got?
Exactly. What's the worst thing I got? Oh, are you waiting? Okay. I have a lot to say.
Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness we have a podcast to run.
Whammo.
What do you, like, I feel like when we're all 35, 40, and if we're still doing this shit, we're just gonna be, like, it's just...
Please, no.
No filter.
Where do you see yourself in, like, 10 years, honestly?
In 10 years?
Like, do you have a goal, like, a plan, something you're, like, trying to, like...
I don't have a fucking plan now. I have no idea what's gonna happen.
I didn't even know we were recording this episode, though.
Like, to me, like, shit could go so bad where we can't even have the freedom to do this shit. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, but in a perfect world, where would you want to be?
Hopefully doing this, I feel like we're all like, we all have fun doing this. You know, I hope we continue to do like this shit.
Podcasts or just internet?
Our kids are the guests.
Podcasts. I mean,
oh my God.
10
oh my
more God. Years. I was going to say, we'd be like,
yeah.
We have Kenny's son as the guest.
He's 20 because he adopts a 10-year-old.
I used to be good. Like, I was fine with kids. I mean, I feel like kids liked me. I was a camp counselor. That was probably my first job.
You
I was like
were
a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Did you get fired too?
Nope, because the kids liked me.
They liked me too. They actually liked me I touched them, and I'm pretty sure they touched me.
No.
Oh shit!
All right, that's number two. All right, let's keep going.
We are on a roll,
check
baby.
That off.
Check that off. A cancellation to do list.
So, how was your camp counselor experience?
I can't even say that I was a real counselor. I was a CIT. I was a counselor in training, which was pretty much like. Which
what
is pretty
is,
much like the it was like the grunt work. Like the counselors would just be like, I don't know, I guess the kids can play like what, kickball today? And then it would be our job to like play kickball
while
with them and do
cigarettes on the side.
The counselors? Yeah. I was like, the kids. I was like, they were 5 to 7 years old. Like,
you were selling them?
How old were you guys when you were camp counselors?
I was
camp counselor.
Going into high school. So I was 13.
Yeah, I think I was 14.
They gave you those jobs as 13-year-olds?
It's like a volunteer thing. Yeah, you get.
Yeah, but like to take care of kids when you're 13,
so
I feel like it's so
I started babysitting when I was 12.
How screwed up is this? The camp that I would be a counselor in training at, they made my mother pay $100 a week for me to be a counselor there so I could get $75 back.
What?
What?
So you did it for free.
Did my mom do that
literally.
Too? Because I was
that's
a CIT
so
for the city also.
Oh
my God.
I was the CIT of the city.
Was that their trick?
Keith
Hussar
for
think,
CIT of the city.
Was that a trick to make you think that, oh, you, like you need us.
It's,
you
a, it's
for
a way
this.
For your mom to like help you out without being like,
your mom
money.
Probably paid more and they were like, you'll get $75 out of this. So you made
so
that
wasn't
money.
Even labor.
Shit.
That was worse than labor. You had to pay.
But I think that was because child labor laws. Like you couldn't actually like employ people like you regularly employ people because I was 14. So it was just like, you know, oh, it's a camp. You're paying to go here, but like you'll get some of the money back. But you would only get $75 back if you scored high on your evaluation every week. Bitch, I got a perfect score every week.
Oh, Kenny, Alan.
I felt so good. Oh, if you didn't, you would get $50.
It's because you were tall.
My mom must have been pissed when I got fired if she was paying for me to have that job.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She's like, all that down the drain.
She probably had to keep paying after you got fired until they found someone new.
It's were in your the contract. Camps like, were your camps like rivals?
Yeah, what were you?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Weren't you Adventure Camp?
I went to Adventure Camp myself.
Fun. Okay. The camp that I was a counselor at was called Camp Adventure. So
that's
we,
that
you
knockoff
know,
shit.
Yeah, you know. We came first. No, I'm just kidding. I don't
Adventure
know.
Adventure Camp sounds
know.
More like...
It sounds like we'd be rivals, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was Jesus. A counselor for aquatics camp.
That's the one that...
You could...
Wait, really?
You could swim? Like aquatics camp? Like
water, though.
Water stuff?
Baby, I was facilitating and watching, making sure everybody's doing their thing. I wasn't in the water.
So you were a lifeguard?
We about to do 50 laps and see.
No underwater breathing apparatuses.
So you couldn't, like, you could, do you think you could have saved a kid that was drowning in the middle of the lake?
Yes.
He goes, I mean, like, if I wanted to. If he wasn't a brat.
If he was, like, really, really drowning. Because I don't, like, fuck around with them. Like,
I just picture some kid, like, gasping for air and you'd be like, are you joking, Timmy? Timmy,
it's
you don't look,
Timmy.
Doesn't look
That's
real.
That's what I would do. That's what I would do. You're kidding, right?
Very funny.
This is for a TikTok, right? Y'all trying to get my reaction.
Oh my God.
I just
it's
don't,
2008. This
I don't
is for
see
a TikTok.
I don't see a 13-year-old like going into the water and saving a kid. Like I would just be like I feel like a 13-year-old would just go, someone's drowning. Like you
no,
would just
like,
point at the kid.
Realistically, like
and...
there was lifeguards all around. I would have just been like.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it was like very.
Yeah, it was like a city pool.
Got it.
I read this article that somebody just broke like the Guinness World Record. In Egypt for like most time spent underwater.
Okay.
It was like 145 hours.
Jesus.
Wait, how long was David Blaine when he was under or hold on, he held his
no.
He did not hold his breath wrong.
Okay. He held his breath.
Okay. I don't fucking know. People are crazy.
People are crazy.
Yo, it's 2020. You never know what can happen.
There's someone that can hold their breath for like 20 minutes. I know that's not 145
so
hours.
It's not crazy to think that somebody could hold it for 145 hours.
Underwater?
What if they have like some hole in their neck that nobody can fucking see that they can like breathe through like gills? I don't.
Aliens.
Yep. I think you're describing the plot of Aquaman. No.
Aquaman!
How do you think they got the Aquaman like idea?
Aquaman!
Probably somebody was
it's
like
this
Aquaman.
Guy.
Who fucking knows?
He was trying to do 150 hours underwater. But
couldn't even
he
get there.
Had to tap out, but he still broke the record. The record before was 142 hours, so he did 145.
That's incredible. Was he deep?
I don't think he went super deep. I mean, it was in the Red Sea, but it's funny. I mean, he must be a diver because he got engaged to his fiance that had an engagement ceremony underwater.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
Oh, damn, that's really cool.
Look at them. Wait, look at them. Wait a second. When he'd be sleeping underwater, because he has to sleep, obviously. Yeah. Right? Were there other divers there just making sure his tank was like not going out while he was sleeping?
Yeah, there were definitely people that were like that were checking in periodically.
Could you imagine how scary that would be to wake up underwater?
Oh god.
How would you not be confused?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a dream.
He probably meditates a lot.
He probably meditates so much,
like David Blaine.
I was gonna say you have to like really like find your center once you're down there. That'd be like, really
creepy.
Yeah,
just like floating there and just like.
Have you been like scuba diving?
No, I don't think I want to.
It is the most peaceful.
Oh, it's insane.
Yet scariest thing at the same exact time.
There's no way. Oh, so it's like flying. It's like peaceful for me, but like I'm about to die.
No. Like it's like beautiful. Like it feels like nothing you've ever experienced.
Totally different world.
But then as soon as you like go from like, wow, look at the pretty kelp and the fish.
Oh, something could
happen.
Holy
shit, I could die any second.
Because if something happens to my tank, I won't be able to make it to the top.
Baby, you're going to catch the bends. If you try to...
They said once he was done, like all was said and done, they had to get like the medical people to examine him because they said that he had lost important compounds in his blood. Like being down there for so long.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Like, maybe if he stayed down there a little longer, he would have actually turned into Aquaman.
He would have just turned into a little fit, a little guppy.
Imagine the pruny fingers on that guy.
Oh my
That'd
God.
Be prune. That's like that's prune like, for life.
So sensitive.
Yeah.
Like I did scuba diving in Aruba recently, and I was down there for maybe an hour, and after 30 minutes, I was like, okay, I'm done. Like I mentally I was like, I have to go back up. Like this is like too much.
You were underwater. You didn't go up once for a whole hour.
Mm-hmm.
He's scuba certified. I'm not. I just took one class. We had to learn like in the pool, and then they took us straight to the ocean. And like we went down, we saw like a shipwreck and like fish and stuff. But it's like
it's a fake shipwreck. It's like
right? A lot of people do fake shipwrecks.
Oh, okay. I mean, I get it. It's exciting. Right.
Like they'll purposefully sink a ship to have it be like a.
Oh, interesting.
Something to go down.
Does
and
it
see.
Look like a pirate ship? Or is it like a yacht?
There's like
or
a
something?
Treasure chest.
It's okay. Like it's a dinghy. You're just like, all right, look at that. Dinghy.
How is that not just considered littering? Like, why are you putting shit in the ocean?
Yeah,
like,
we're going to make it something for people to look at under here.
We're going to make it a tourist attraction. Like, what?
It's like you've guys seen the videos and like YouTube videos of like the like if you go deep underwater, like in this like cave, there's just like a whole nother world undersea that nobody's been in yet.
Where like the Marianas Trench.
Like that's fucking insane. Like, do you think there's actually anything crazy down there? I feel like it would have come up by now.
It would have popped up and checked in.
I just saw a video today actually of something. They took like a deep sea explored thing down there underwater.
Well, like a little egg pod that like...
Yeah, it was one of those things. And they saw what looked like... You guys are going to fight. It looked like a megalodon, like this giant beast shark.
Well, it did exist. Like a shark, sharks that big did exist.
We think, right? Like we've never like physically seen one, but it was on video. This thing that was like over 60 feet long. Like gigantic, and we don't know what the animal is.
A lot of videos come up like that, like washed ashore, like these weird creatures that have never been seen before. Like
giant
obviously
squid.
Some of them are fake, but a lot of them like are just extraterrestrial. Uh-huh.
But then you got people like posting like the mermaid videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like,
but it is
crazy.
We've only discovered like a certain percentage of the ocean.
Yeah. I know. It's weird too, because like having things wash up on shore is extra strange, because I feel like, yeah, I get it. Like it's super deep and we haven't gone as deep as the ocean goes and whatever. Like to find things down there, there's a lot of headlines when like, oh, like new species discovered super deep. But like to have it wash up on shore, that's kind of weird.
It is
that
weird.
We like haven't seen this before, and it just like ended up on the shore
for it to float up from wherever it was down there, not be eaten on the way up by anything else, get to the middle of the ocean because I'm sure it's deep down there, and then float all the get the fuck out of here
just to die on shore. Like, shit.
What's the number of species that haven't been even like found yet? Like
500 billion.
500 billion.
Zane, if we haven't found them, we don't
how do
know,
we know
how many there are.
Well, no, there's a number that they've come up with of how many
how would
like
we know?
No, they've said that they found like, I don't want to say the number, like we've only discovered 5% of the
exactly
ocean.
That's what I meant to say. That's right, what I meant. Like there's like a huge percentage still like we don't even know fucking
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. There. Like, we have no idea what's underwater.
And we have the audacity to make underwater hotels. What the fuck? What the fuck are we thinking?
I'm just like,
we have
just
underwater cities, but Atlantis?
No, that's so stupid. You're asking. It's like Shark Tale. You know, they make an underwater city. Well, it's with fish.
It's like Shark Tale. They have an underwater car wash for whales.
So they said, but there's like sharks on the other end, and they're always going to come. Like, you know, they're going to come at some point. So why would you make this underwater hotel? You know, like, Kraken's going to come out at some point.
It does look really beautiful. The underwater hotel.
Oh, yeah. They look really cool.
Imagine you're sleeping and you're like, this is beautiful. And just turn a crack. Over. Just one crack. And you're like, we got to get out of here. No.
We, whatchamacallit? Mr. Beast tried to do a video that was like 24 hours underwater. And he used it for the title, but he didn't do it. So, like, just I couldn't even do 24 hours.
Every one of my YouTube videos. Yeah. We don't say like I did this. It's like trying.
I actually think he was like, I spend 24 hours under. I don't know what even know what like the title was, but he like didn't do it. He's like, it was really hard. He was starting to feel like shortness of breath and whatever. Like, this guy was under there for.
I feel like panic just sets in.
Why don't we do that shit? Why don't we do crazy stuff like that?
Zane, you're worried about stepping into the woods.
No, I'm not.
Spending 24 hours straight underwater.
No, not.
I forgot about that. Not.
I just want to have fun again.
Let's go underwater. Let's try to have fun underwater.
Would you go scuba diving?
Yeah. I feel like I have to. I've done like skydiving. Skydiving is fucking terrifying. So I was like, I might as well go do everything.
I want to go lobster diving.
What?
Lobster diving. So is it scuba diving, but you just
pick
up a lobster?
So Reed, who I've been hanging out with lately, he just does so much like, you guys getting pretty close?
Yeah.
He's probably like my best friend.
Cool. Okay, continue.
We should have him as a guest. we've just been hanging out a lot lately. He's very adventurous and he's like super outdoorsy and that's everything nice. That I like in a friend. Yeah, and like he's just like really is there for me all the time.
Caught in a rad romance.
Caught in a rad romance. That's right. But he goes lobstering a lot. I don't even know the name.
He's, lobster diving.
That's how cool he is.
Lobster diving. Is it lobstering or lobster diving?
I think it's lobstering. Can we check that?
Is it like crabbing? Like I've been crabbing.
No, you've been crabby lately.
Oh, and Zane's had the crab.
Correct.
I was about it. Okay, wait a second. What's crabs, actually? What's crabs? Like, what the term crabs, what is that? Like, technically.
If I was to guess.
We got to guess. Can you look up crabs?
My search history is just going to be.
Oh, it's pubic lice. Oh, I guess I should have known that. Yeah.
I guess I should have known that. My pubes are pretty licey. Like, what?
So if you have lice on your head, most likely you could probably get on
you
your
probably
pubes
got
then.
Crabs,
okay.
Right.
Okay. But I've never had lice, so. I've had 9 root canals, but no lice.
I feel like they are
him
a different.
You and your teeth.
They're a different. It's a different form of lice. I think they're different.
I think they bite
the,
harder.
They're the sexual lice. They're the lice that like to be around. The
they're like they're lice, but they're like sexier.
Yeah. They're just like they're just in your hair, like just.
Just giving you like massaging the bottom of your neck. Like, hey, you've had a long day.
Just up on top of your head. I'm just a bachelor.
But all the other lice are like, yo, you're in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
They're like, it's down there.
No, the downstairs. Boy lice are grabbing hair like this.
Full of hair.
Just operating you like Ratatouille. Just pulling.
Your legs are like.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. And that concludes our sexual education format of Unfiltered.
I hope you all learned something.
Yeah.
Comment down below one thing you learned so far.
Comment down below on all the factual things you've learned, because that's what people come here for.
I mean, sex head doesn't even.
Guys, what if we Talk come up with that. Paragraphs in like under our YouTube video, just like crabs, definition of crabs? We just give it like a long.
How to pronounce it.
Guys, just a quick disclaimer. Like, Kenny, yes, he's a fact checker, but we didn't know we were going to ask about crabs. So he can't be like, okay, crabs and this and underwater and how many species are left.
Like, it's like, you can't win. I swear. If I knew off the top of my head, they'd be like, ooh, someone's had crabs. Like,
I'd be like, yeah. Look it up real quick.
Kenny was clearly trying to avoid the question. 5, 4, he didn't say anything. He's 3. Just looking at his computer.
I'm gonna be like completely honest. Can I see a picture of pubic lice?
Oh God.
Jesus, what? Zane.
Oh my God. They probably like glitter too. They're like, they probably like flutter with it.
Wait, where was I? I was talking about going lobstering.
Yeah,
it is lobstering, by the way. Like, there's a verb to lobster, and that's right? To catch
fact
lobsters.
Checker. Yeah.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you, Kenny.
Write really that, check that off.
So, yeah, sorry guys, we are all over the place. It is so hard for him to fact check everything.
No, we're not.
We say.
I think we're doing good.
We literally haven't hit one topic that we came into this preparing for.
Yeah, but nobody knows that though.
Way to ruin it. He's got me doing like a bunch of like crazy shit. So he asked me to do that. I'm not quite ready because they don't use like a scuba tank or anything. They just like dive down and hold their breath.
Mm-mm. Oh no, I
swim all the way down. But where they're going is like in Catalina, where it's like super great white shark infested. And like they're just like diving down into the water and got little wetsuits on. They're just like, let's go catch a lobster. Like, go to Red Lobster and order it.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can order. Go to Red Lobster. You can pick out your little lobster from the tank. It's just as fun, I promise.
And you get a cheddar cheese biscuit.
Oh, yeah, and the cheddar cheese biscuits. I don't know if you can still pick your lobster.
No, a lot of places like the. Remember the grocery stores used to have that.
Oh shit!
Yeah. You could like walk up to like
the
seafood section
anymore?
Because people were like freaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all the dead fish that's like sitting in front of them.
Yeah, but they're alive and they're taking them in the back. Like you could see it happening.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe kids were like, maybe kids like started like.
No, probably adults. Yeah. Kids are like, I remember being a kid. Wee! Put it in the pot.
It is crazy. We all have like a perfect like memory of that. Being on the glass.
Yes.
And
it is weird.
Dark blue water is like dark blue.
Yeah,
like the ocean.
Yeah.
And they always had their like little. Pincers fucking tape.
Oh, yeah. Rubber banded.
Aww. I wonder how they're doing.
It was the Karens. It was like, my kids does not need to see this, but we had no idea what was happening.
Oh my God. I know. I remember that at Publix. Like I would always walk by and I would look at the little guys moving around.
Oh, call out Publix. Okay.
Called out.
Call out. Call them out.
You know, I'm getting back to my Florida
roots. Lobster murderers. Mm-hmm. Publix.
You ever seen the videos of the people taking them? Like... What? Like you ever seen the videos of like them throwing crabs like in the pot?
Oh,
like
a bunch trying to escape.
Like they're live crabs, like dumping them into boiling water, like,
and they're
in a
fighting
big old, like gumbo pot.
They're like this,
like,
and they get surprised,
just grabbing.
Bitch, I would too.
I know.
They're
but
so
these
smart.
People get so surprised when a crab is jumping out of the pot and jumps up and grabs like the nose of the human that's like pouring it.
Underwater animals are on some other level. Like, why are they so smart?
How can they breathe underwater? Like,
I'm saying they're so intelligent. A lot of like sea animals are the most intelligent animals. Octopi.
Oh my God.
What's the other one that's like insanely smart? Dolphin? Dolphin are crazy
dolphin,
smart.
Dolphin, seal, I feel like.
You know who's the smartest animals? Pig.
Pigs are pretty smart.
Pigs are smart.
Very smart animals.
I always get like, I got this like love-hate thing for eating meat and wanting to go vegan.
Yeah, it is a love-hate thing. Because like, I love animals so much.
There was this one TikTok, like this pig was like cuddling up, like treated like a dog, would jump into the bed at night, cuddling, giving kisses.
And then it turned into a plate of bacon in the end, right? Because that's how TikTok is.
They're fucked up.
It's like a TikTok recipe for bacon that starts with the live animal. It's just like,
see, no.
Oh, fuck that. No.
That's like part of the reason why, fun fact, this is a part of the reason why in the Muslim culture, and guys, again, this is just what I was told, so don't attack me. That's why pigs are like, a sin. It's like it's a sin to eat pig in the Muslim culture because it's like they're very smart animals. They like eat their own shit, and it's like they're not the cleanest animals, but they're like smart. So it's like we shouldn't be eating like very smart animals.
Can't be that smart if you're eating your own goddamn shit. Sounds pretty dumb to me.
Well, they're pigs. They're
if you saw me eating my own shit, you'd be like, you're pretty damn dumb.
Hey, if you were alive, if you were born and you were in a pen and all you had was shit to eat, you'd probably eat the shit.
I don't know.
Since you have such love and affection for animals now, you should understand that.
I think I just free them. Let them bitches go. Go eat your poop outside the pen.
Oh my God, such a love-hate relationship with
no,
pigs.
But yeah, like I love food. I love...
I feel like it goes back to that whole like ignorance is bliss thing.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, because I know like my mom's a vegan. She's been a vegan for a very long time. And I know it was just spurred by her looking up and watching those videos that are all over the internet that are, you know, that they're
so
out there.
Sad.
Like, yes. And if you go
horrible.
And watch them, you're going to feel very uncomfortable. And I know I would. I totally know I would. Did you guys ever go to like Miami? And I would go to Lincoln Road and there would be like PETA representatives with monitors like on the street of Lincoln Road, just totally broadcasting like the whole meat.
They have
things.
That on Hollywood. They have the anonymous mask on, right? And they all stand like away from each other and have this TV playing in front of them. It's like a cult. It's like crazy.
It's the it is like the saddest thing to see when they're all the pigs are like piled up in the van, big ass tractor trailer.
I know there wouldn't be a big supply of it, but I wish there was a way where like they live their life, they die of old age. The second they died, then they could take
them. There's definitely a more humane way to do all this stuff.
Yeah. Like, I can't believe people sign up to. I don't want to talk about. I can't talk about this.
No, I know. I completely agree with that. Like, there is.
Go ahead.
You love to see it. You love to see.
We love to see it.
I feel like I could be a pescatarian.
Pack it up, Charlotte.
I was a pescatarian for a very long time.
Oh, really? Pesky. Yeah, he was a pesky for a while.
No, it started out as a bet, and then I kind of like really got into like the culture and like the lifestyle of being a pescatarian. And then as soon as I started eating meat again, I got sick to my stomach.
Yeah, your body adjusts.
Yes.
I felt awful. Like, I could not get used to it. And it took, like, a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You just get, like, stomach aches when you ate, like, meat?
Yeah, I would feel just, like, nauseous. Like, it just wasn't sitting right. My stomach was, like, tossing and turning.
You have to ease into it.
It's just the same thing with dairy. I mean, our bodies already are not, like, made to process dairy. Like, so whenever people cut out dairy from their... Yeah, challenge accepted.
I would like to get to a point, like, I think the way that the animals are slaughtered is so inhumane and just completely wrong, the way that they do it. It's just done in a way that they can get it done quicker, easier, to make more money.
They haven't gotten any better with that. I feel like, don't they have, like, strict laws now with that shit?
Yeah, but not necessarily. Like, you could say... what is it? Cage-free chickens. Yeah, they're not in these tiny little cages, but they're all smashed into one giant room.
Oh,
like,
that's what
it's just like.
Is.
It's just like loopholes. Yeah, like, it doesn't actually mean anything.
Yeah.
It's all super disgusting, and it's awful to think about, and I try not to. But I would like to get to a point where the meat that I do eat is something that I killed myself.
That's why you want to go lobstering. Do you eat the lobsters that you?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. I mean, you've been doing a lot of, like, death-defying stuff lately,
I'm an adventurous baby. I've been doing my thing.
Now, Reed has rubbed off on
Reed is also a professional stuntman, so that's why you're getting into... Which is pretty cool. It's kind of hot.
He's like, Reed?
No, you.
No, you doing the same exact thing he does.
You trying your best.
You trying to be like, Reed is so hot.
I tried surfing.
Oh, yeah, we did the beach cleanup. Biking. That was fun.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
I caught my first hue.
What is that?
I don't know. I think the locals say it. That's it.
If I was to fact check that, how would I spell it?
YEWWW.
Oh, okay.
Actually, try it. I'm curious what would come up.
So like surfing you?
Catching a you. You know how every surfer's like, it's the most peaceful thing. Like, probably just getting out in the water.
Yeah.
You know,
just like drink a couple of brewskis, just hit your board,
just be fucking mellow and just send it. Like, I never understood like the whole peacefulness of like being out in the ocean, because it is terrifying.
Yeah.
And it is the perfect mix of thinking you're about to die. I could get eaten by a shark, but this is the coolest feeling I've ever felt.
Yeah. And if you do get bit by a shark and you survive, that's such a cool fucking story. Where
and then you get a documentary made about you, and you just become
either
even
way
more
you're
successful.
Cool as shit.
Exactly,
either way you're cool as shit.
Going down to Venice, though, I've been down to Venice Beach before and around the Malibu. Oh, was it Venice or Malibu? Where were we?
We were in Malibu that
Malibu.
Time.
Going down to Malibu. I've been to Malibu before, but not at the beach. It is like literally being on a movie set. Like, everybody's bleach blonde.
Beautiful.
Super. Oh no, I'm talking about the people.
Yeah.
Everyone's bleach blonde.
Me too.
Like,
yeah. Like, you walk out.
They're
there.
All super tan. They all have their surfboards. Everybody's barefoot. Everybody's like dirty and sandy.
They're changing in the back of their vans.
Yes. They're all changed. They all just like throw on their little, like, I call them drug rugs. I don't know what you guys call them. Like,
drug rugs.
It's like the.
It's a blanket.
The privacy.
It's either the blanket or drug rug. I meant is like the big hoodie that you put on that stoner jacket. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's the same material. I don't know why I said that, but they use their blankets and they change and everyone's in the back of their trunks and they all talk exactly like you would think a Malibu surfer would talk. It's so cliche over there. I could not believe it was real.
The guy that recognized us when he was driving by, literally.
What was his name?
Oh my God.
Like Scooter or something?
Yes.
My name's Scooter. Or like, what did he say?
It was, fuck? It was something like that.
I think something.
Bleach, like what? Bleach blonde hair, like yellow. These beautiful, like green eyes.
Everybody looks like that.
Tan, and he's just like, yo, Heath, what's up, bro? You out here? You surf too? I was like, oh, it's my first time. He's like, whoa, well, get out there and shred, bro. Big fan. Like, go rip it. And like, it was just
they
like,
all talk
like that.
Do you
think like when that. Women are like it pregnant, felt- when they go in the ocean, it like, those like, those like, those cells just go in and like that's how that's why they're all like that.
That ocean lifestyle?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's
gotta be something in the ocean.
Nurture over nature.
Something in the water.
Yeah. And a little bit of sand too. It's like it has to be a little bit of sand going up there too.
Instead of sugar and spice and everything nice, yeah. It's like sand and water and everything tubular.
So interesting how cliche everybody is.
I know.
It's my mind, right?
In the best way, I love it though. It's so cool. To see it. Yeah.
It's good to know that stereotypes are alive and well, right?
Yeah, right.
Love it.
It's just interesting to see like other like communities that I don't typically see.
Right.
Yeah. AKA,
it was definitely a culture
us going
shock.
Back to Florida. Yeah. We're like, whoa, it's crazy.
I am so
here.
Excited to go back. I feel like I haven't been home in I don't know how long.
I know. Yeah.
Have I been home at all? I don't remember last time I was home.
You went to visit Hedaya, not recently, but like a few months back.
Oh, I did. Yeah. That was last time. Mm-hmm. It was around when?
It was before the Drake video.
Yep, you're right. Good.
Go, Devin.
Man.
Good assistant.
It was right before the Popstar video I was in. I went home.
Oh, I was gonna say you're gonna see a lot of your family this time because you're going to a wedding.
No, I'm actually good for the bathroom. I got probably like 5 more minutes in me. Yeah, I'm going home. We're gonna go to my brother's wedding.
Yeah,
which is still blowing my mind. Like I can't picture it.
Your
like,
brother's getting married.
Weird.
And this he's gonna probably have babies within the next couple of years.
I know.
You're gonna be an uncle?
No. Oh my god. What I'm nervous for you about is that fucking speech you have to make.
Dude, trust me.
That's like the only thing I can think of.
I've watched countless YouTube videos. I'm like, how to do best man speech? How best man speech?
How to write one? How do I start?
Yeah, I was trying to eat my breakfast, and you're like making me watch these videos with you. I'm like, Heath, this is making me lose my. These are awful. They're all awful.
I just don't get it.
Funny right. Best man speeches.
Because it's so bizarre. Like, I personally hate speeches at weddings.
It's cringy.
Drags on. People don't know what you're talking about. Everybody's sitting there like sidebarring, not paying attention. And it's just like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like a waste of time. If you have something meaningful to say to that person,
write them a letter.
Do it alone.
Yeah, I agree.
Pull them aside. Hey, listen, like, I just want to let you know, I'm so proud of you. You mean like whatever it is. Look at me. I have something to say. And it's just like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's a weird attention thing. Like,
yeah.
I never would have thought the girl I sat next to in seventh grade on a whim.
Right.
I would be standing next to.
Every single
and they
one.
Always,
on her wedding
the beginning is always them. Like, when so-and-so asked me, I was so honored. I broke down in tears. Like, it's such an honor to like stand up in front and just like make it about you.
But I'm you
like,
know right, what?
It's their five
know,
minutes of fame.
I know you guys love each other. And I'm so proud of you guys getting together. But girl, remember at the end of the day, Pi Kappa Alpha. It's what we do. We're sisters. I was like, shut
it's
the
all
fuck
inside
up.
Jokes, like it, jokes that nobody else in the audience. They're
nobody
just like,
cares.
Yeah.
That's why
nobody
I totally
cares.
Agree. Like, no speeches at
and
my
it,
wedding.
It's like a roast.
It'd be better if
the best
man
speech
was
is like a roast.
Yeah, and how many of those like turn into actual fights because you say something that's not supposed to be said?
Best man, better man.
I was saying, I think I'd rather have a roast at my wedding. Like, bride and groom sit there, Heath and I sit there.
Oh my god.
Oh, I don't think you want that on a wedding day.
And then whoever, but you have a good sense of humor. Like whoever wants to sign up can sign up, say a couple things, and then everybody laughs and that's it. Like, that'd be so funny.
It would be fun.
It's like, but it's weird to me because I haven't had something in the last, I don't know how many years that has made me feel older. Like, I feel like I've been like kind of in this place in my life where I'm just like kind of stuck.
Yeah.
And this is like, holy shit. Now I have a brother that's going to be married. Like, mm-hmm. I have a married brother.
Yeah.
And like that makes me feel older.
Yeah.
It's all about you.
It
just,
is.
Just keep
it's
that mentality
about,
when you're giving
it's
your
all
speech.
About you fucking selfish.
Right. Look at me, huh?
Look at me. Ding, ding, ding.
So
ding.
Proud of you guys, but you guys make me feel fucking old. So
my sister's getting married too, and she's almost gonna be 40. Like, this is gonna be my first like real true wedding, I feel like, that I'm going to.
I love weddings so much.
I don't like the idea of them. I really don't.
I think it's beautiful, and I think it's something that everybody gets to look forward to,
yeah,
and celebrate. But I feel like people in their mind have seen so many like Pinterest weddings,
right,
and thinks it needs to, like, they have to compete or if they don't have this or spend this much money, that it's not going to be meaningful.
Right.
And, like,
yeah, it doesn't have to be anything crazy.
Yeah. That's like, what's good about, like, the mentality of my sister. She's very, like, I'm just going to do what's easy. What am I going to have a good time with? What is everyone else going to have a good time with? Make it easier on everyone. I don't want it to be stressful for anyone.
Yeah. Like, that's why you rent out Saddle Ranch. And then you just have it there.
I don't know how people have destination weddings. I just went to a destination wedding. And my cousin, the bride, she was like, so would you guys ever do destination? We're all like, hell no. And she was like, I would never do this. If I knew what I had to go through, she was like, I would not have done it. She was like, it was amazing. It was so much fun.
Expensive, I feel like,
it's expensive and not everyone can make it. And it's like, it's a hassle. It really is. It's beautiful. But I feel it's like so much fun.
A lot of people do destination weddings to limit the people.
Yeah. It's a good excuse.
Right.
Because they know expensive. A lot. Right. No, it's obviously. Yeah.
Because most people can't afford to like go all the way out there and like spend thousands of dollars on a hotel and all this shit just to go to a wedding.
Right.
So it's like.
But our good friend back home, Amanda, she's going to be getting married soon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Like, that's crazy. Like, one of our really good friends is, like, getting married.
Just everybody's getting fucking
and,
married.
And I was talking to her about it. I was like, what are you thinking? Like, you guys going to do, like, something big? Like, backyard? Like, she's just like, we're going to do something incredibly small. And I would rather my parents, like, because they're going to be helping out with the wedding and, like, paying for the fees.
Yeah.
And she was just like, I don't care to have this extravagant wedding. Like, I would much rather have the money to, like,
buy a
help
house.
With, like, a house or, like, stuff that would, like,
be realistic.
Support, like, our marriage in a more meaningful way than just, like, a big celebration that
lasts one day.
Right.
For someone like me, like, being Italian, like, your wedding day is the biggest night of your life. Like, that is, like, where, like, all your money goes.
Yeah.
Like, spend it wisely, obviously, but it's, like, big Italian weddings are so important in my family. And, like
expected.
Right. That's they're expected. And they're super fun. And they're always, like, I don't know. I just have, I have so many to go to. Like, I've only done
25 cousins?
Yeah. There's so many. We've only done 3 so far.
It's crazy. Your parents seem like the type where it's like, why are you spending all this money on a wedding just to save it for a house? Like,
you would think Italians are like that.
Yeah. It seems like they are,
but like.
That is the only exception.
I would say it's the only exception. Like, I guess we are pretty frugal. Like, we are, but like, we don't spend money on stupid things. We're not very like materialistic. But
it's just like family. When that's it comes, a huge part of a family.
Yeah. It's like joining two families together is so big. Cause it's family, it's food. It's like super, super important. It's so fun.
How many weddings have you guys like all been to?
I think I've been to like 5.
Honestly, probably like 10.
What about you?
I feel like I count my sister's that's coming up in March as like the first real one, but I went to like one old coworker's like beach wedding.
And one. So I imagine all of you guys went to like more than like 7 or something. Like I've only been to 2, which I think is crazy because one of them was my mom's. My mom got remarried. That was one of the weddings I went to. And my stepsister's wedding, which was a Pakistani style. It was Muslim style. So like the men and women are both separated into
two different rooms. Interesting.
So like I was just in a room with a bunch of dudes and we couldn't see any of the girls. Because
the girls
were
in the other room like,
But what was it like the reception like?
The reception was just like
separated.
It was just completely separated. Yeah, there's no like partying or drinking or anything like that. It's very just
I get that you can't see the hair, like obviously, but like afterwards, like you can't like mingle around and like celebrate.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's no sort of like partying or anything like that. It's like very like it's like
small celebration.
So the guys
gathering.
Just like stick with the guys.
Gathering, you know.
So
you
it,
have
so it's
little...
more about like the actual tradition and like religious aspect of getting married. It's not so much like a party celebration.
Yeah, which was to me it was very hard to accept that because I was like, where's the open bar?
Right.
And I was like 12 years old.
Muslim fucking wedding.
I was 12 years old. Where's the open bar? I can't find it.
So are we drinking or
play Soldier Boy?
Yeah, those were the last two weddings that I went. Like I Matt has been to 30 fucking weddings. Like 35.
Yeah, who does he know?
Weddings. I think it's all his like school friends. He just goes to all these fucking weddings. And I wish I could go to all these weddings. It seems so fun. Like people talk about weddings all the time as like
weddings
the
are
most
fun.
They're
fun
especially
to be
like it should be more fun for you because you're single.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. Like I know a lot of singles are like, yes, let's go to a wedding. We get to meet a bunch of strangers. Like It's fun.
You could trust them too.
That seems it's like part fucked of up to me. Going to a wedding to look for love.
Yeah. It happens. It happens. So many people are like, "How'd you meet? We met at a friend's wedding." Like that. It's cool. Like that's what people expect.
Because love is in the air. That's why.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Love's in the air.
It's like a mystery. It's like going on vacation and like meeting somebody for a day and then never seeing them again. Like it's fun.
What I like to do is find love at a funeral because everyone's at their lowest, and you can take advantage of that.
That's right.
So I watched Wedding Crashers.
If you like people at your lowest, you're gonna love them.
And Zayn looks slimmer in black, which is why they're attracted to him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just watched Wedding Crashers two nights ago, and there was a scene where he was like, "You don't go to funerals, dude. That's like the best time to get laid. You go to funerals, all the girls are at their lowest."
That's terrible.
No, cry on my shoulder.
And like the girl's crying, he's just like, yeah.
Zayn just consoling girls as he's like trying to flex.
She's laying on your shoulder. She's like, "Sorry, I'm just so wet." And you're like,
perfect.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just like, "Hey guys, we're at a funeral right now."
Oh my god.
No, but Bubba, you got this.
Going to pee?
No, this I can do speech.
It? Oh.
You can't spell speech without pee.
Well, do you have something written out?
Kenny, that was really quick.
Thank you. Go pee.
Unlike my piss.
Okay, let's run the ads. Commercial break, guys. Sorry about the commercial break.
Sorry about the potty break.
All right, so a weekly checkup on all of our friends, most importantly David Dobrik, because he is the number one on our list. He's at the AMAs today. He's working it with like T-Mobile or something. And I was watching his stories, and I'm just like, it's just crazy how they're still running like award ceremonies during this time. Like, to me, I'm just like, just wait, just like,
in
don't
the,
even
like
do
because
it.
Of COVID.
I don't know. I just like, do people still watch them? I just feel like the whole point, like, it's so fun to watch these award shows because, like, people are there. It's exciting. The red carpet, the popper. It's just, like, it's really exciting to watch everything throughout the whole, like, show. But now it's just right. So, it's like watching a UFC fight. There's nobody there. It's so
like,
silent.
It's like the episode of Black Mirror where it's got everybody's faces up on, like, the screen.
Exactly.
Like, all the celebrities, like, that are in the audience are now just, like, in, like, a little Zoom call in the background.
It's like, it's almost like we're not supposed to see that. It's just showing you everything you're not supposed to see as a viewer. It's like, oh, this is how it actually is when no one's there. This is the show.
Also, how did we not ask Addison about her presenting at the Billboard Awards?
Oh, right.
Because that, I'm sorry, but that video is hilarious. I will tell that to her face, that video of like the silence of like Harry Styles. And then are just the long pause.
You could at least put a fake applause after. Put just a like laugh any track.
Let Mariah edit it, baby. Come on.
Give it to me.
It's crazy like that they just don't think about that. Like what they run it and they're like, oh, this looks good. And they like run it. It's like,
God.
Gotta edit it to make it like where the viewers don't feel awkward while watching.
Baby,
it.
Detach the audio, drop it, pull the video. Oh,
let a YouTuber edit that shit. It's fucking crazy. God. It's like what do you call it? It was another show. I was watching. It was like Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel. It was one of their shows, and it was just so awkward because like there was no. There was no like applause. There was no audience. He was making these jokes, and it was just so silent after. And then he'd go to the next joke, and it's like, if you're watching a stand-up show and there was no laughter after, it would be the cringiest show to watch.
It's so weird because you can look at it like that, or if they put like a laugh track, it would feel like a sitcom. Like the reason people like The Office is because there is no laugh track. It's like it is dry. It's got that awkward silence and like.
And the office is like, completely different because it's like a real setting, and it's a world that like they're living in. Stand up, they're like, right? Okay, next joke. It's a completely different.
But they wouldn't be able. They literally wouldn't be able to like have a live audience at this time though. So they would either have to do. It would either have to be a laugh track or like nothing.
I have to like. I feel like I need a laugh track if I'm watching something like.
Really?
That. Yeah.
Zane goes. I need to know when to
laugh.
Somebody show me
funny.
A cue card. Laugh.
Applause.
Yeah. No. Please. It is weird, and I feel like it's such a dying thing. Just. The award shows, like obviously it's still like an honor to win something.
Yeah. It feels less important now when you watch it.
Because that's something like I remember as a family, we would tune into it and it was just like, it was an exciting time. Like, you just like, wow, all these like,
yeah.
But now it's just like,
well, I guess it could be still exciting to other people. It's because, like, I feel like you guys have been to award shows and stuff like that. You've been on the red carpet, so it's kind of like...
us being tainted by the fact that we've, like, done these things?
Yeah. Like, it's still, like, exciting, but, like, I know my parents, like, record it, and they love to watch it. Like, it's still, like, exciting.
Yeah, but, like, views are, like, insanely down.
That's because people don't watch TV. But, like, that's people true. Will still go, yeah. like, as soon as they hear something happen, like, on the AMAs, or, like, they'll still, like... you're right. Like, nobody really watches TV, but like, they'll go on YouTube because it's on the next day.
People are looking for the Kanye Taylor Swift like those clip, like yeah. something like I'll just wait for like a highlight.
There's always something. Like, something that
that's what the streamies try to do. The whole thing was a roast. The entire award ceremony was a roast. It was good because like the roasts were really good. We're all sitting there just like, oh fuck, like that. This is
like
this
when
is
Ricky Gervais.
Hold on, Ricky Gervais. What, that was the streamies.
No, Ricky Gervais is a huge actor.
No, I know, but like for what was he on?
What was that? Oscars? Golden Globes? Oscars,
or the Golden Globes. Okay. I thought like I was talking about the streaming, so I thought he was on the streaming.
No, I'm saying like it being a roast. You were saying like it being a roast, where like they're just like cracking like jokes, trying to like obviously his was like a little bit more serious, but still like whoa shit.
He went in. It was a little like ooh. Can you say that?
Awkward.
It is crazy that like celebrities cannot take like it's like I feel like the streamies everybody was laughing their ass off, but like at the Golden Globes everybody was just like not funny. Like this is not okay.
Because
like,
it was true. Because
it's true. It's fucking hilarious.
Point them out.
Oh my god. I wonder how the Super Bowl is gonna go like this year.
There's still a Super Bowl.
I don't know. I mean, I guess the Weeknd was just confirmed as the artist that's gonna perform. But really? Like,
talk about awkward doing a Super Bowl performance with no audience.
Like, dude, that's gonna be nuts.
They honestly should have picked like JoJo Siwa. I'm not kidding.
Yo, she would
puts
kill
on
that
a performance,
shit,
and without an audience, she's probably the best person because she's.
Well, I mean, but the thing is that the demographic would be, make no sense. Watching the Super Bowl.
I would actually watch that if JoJo Siwa was.
Yeah, now people will watch it.
I was telling Kenny the other day. Imagine popping in an acid and going to a JoJo Siwa show. That would be fucking insane.
That is now on my bucket list of things to do.
That's actually on JoJo's bucket list. She wants to perform the Super Bowl.
That's like her.
I was like,
oh,
acid? I thought she wanted to take acid.
Yeah.
I was,
oh. she'll probably get there. I feel like, can you imagine if like JoJo has this like transformation as she like gets older and whatever, and she's like an actual like mature artist, and she ends up like doing the Super Bowl.
She's the Hannah Montana of today's.
Oh,
she really is.
That's a good okay.
I mean,
I'm here for it. I honestly
we'll see
like
where her music goes.
Yeah, I mean, like I don't like The Weeknd. I'm not a fan. So
me
like
neither.
I'm probably not gonna be tuning in. I mean, I'm sure I'll see clips or whatever. I just want I want someone that
I like a couple songs. I just don't like him as a person.
Oh, okay.
Are you talking about the?
Oh my
gosh!
Valid reason.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
We talked about this before on the podcast, but yeah, he kicked us out of our table and was the biggest asshole
because he was The Weeknd.
But like, you know what?
But we didn't even like recognize him at the time because
it was right after he got his haircut.
Yeah, he didn't have that like crazy hair, so he came up right up to our table, but it was Scott that he was talking
to. Set the scene. We were at
at Delilah.
Okay, nobody knows what Delilah is.
It's a nightclub.
We're at a nightclub and we were sitting at a
table. It's like a loungy area. It was an after party for an award show. It was like a music award show or whatever.
Yep. Right.
And you know, a lot of important people were there, and then us.
That was a good way to put it. Yeah. A lot of important people and then us. And then we crawled
in. Hey, we were the fun ones. Everybody was like the very like high-end celebrities, and we were just like the ones that
line up.
All the celebrities got a table. David got a table. We sat at his table. Yeah. And then they kicked us out.
And so we were sitting there, and then The Weeknd comes up to the table because apparently he just wants the table that we're at. But we had a premium corner.
It was good.
it was a good table. And then Scott gets up, and The Weeknd goes right up to Scott, and he goes,
I like your table.
And he's like, okay. He's like, I'm taking your table. And Scott goes, no. And then what was it? 2.5 minutes later, we had like
three... bottle service comes up. They're like, we're going to give you a free bottle if you come over here
in the corner.
All right.
And I went.
Hey, where are you putting that shit? Set it.
I mean, at least he like, there was some sort of like consolation prize at least.
He didn't buy it.
That's true. Well, do you know if he did or not?
With his attitude, I doubt it.
Yeah. But, you know, he probably won, like, best supporting or whatever, you know? So he probably deserved it.
And it was a fucking weekday when it happened.
Yeah. That's why you didn't recognize him, because it was on a weekend. I don't know. I just want to see, like, someone... I don't know. I feel like I don't know about The Weeknd right now. I want to see someone that's, like, killing it right now. I feel like Miley is, like, killing it.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Peep.
Oh, Dua Lipa is, like, a superstar. Show.
She is. She would, like, yeah, she would kill one. It.
Or
yeah.
even, like, Lizzo. Like, that would be sick.
Yeah.
It'd be so exciting.
Lizzo's in and out. Dua Lipa is, like, she hits number one every time. Like,
yeah.
Everything she puts out is you also, just nuts.
Yeah, like, or, like, Dua Lipa and Lizzo, because you got to think of performance, too.
Yeah.
Well, Dua Lipa and Miley just came out with a song. They could do it. They could do it.
Duet.
Did you hear about Miley's surgery that she got? Like, I'm confused how, like, crazy she's killing it right now with the fact that she got surgery on her vocal cords.
Did she have nodes?
No, it was, like, fluid. Fluid was on her vocal cords because, I guess, just from, like, just strenuous
just, like, drinking
activity. Honestly, yeah. Like, she, like, everyone assumed it was...
No, Zane, that's just you.
He's like, I think I got fluid.
Should I get that? Yeah. I should get that.
I should get what
it
she
happens
got.
When you drink, when a lot of fluid goes down your throat, you just...
No, she was like, I mean, they said it was at first like, oh, it's because you've just been touring so much and it's your voice. But then, like, that's actually the reason that she got sober was because she ended up finding out that it was, like, because of all the drinking and
she
the
also got
smoking
really
that
raspy.
She did. Yeah, she said that her voice was, it felt like there was, like, a weight on her voice every time she was singing. But I genuinely feel like this era of her is, like, really
she's
strong
killing
right
it.
Now.
It's good for her. Yeah,
all
I
her, like
it.
Little, like, shows that she's putting on, like, her live performances.
I really like it.
Like, yeah. Song, like, the remakes she's making are so good.
I like this era of
yeah,
her.
I love the mullet. She's killing it.
She's had, like, a couple
she's
of
so
good
cool.
eras.
She got that,
just,
that,
like,
Pat Benatar hair. She, like,
yeah,
killing it.
Did you guys get your tonsils removed?
No.
Did you?
I never had to, no.
No. I was...
I thought about
it. Seemed like
it.
A myth to
I thought,
me.
I thought it was something everybody had to get done at some point in their
me
life.
Me too. Isn't that so weird?
That happened. And appendix. I thought everybody had to get rid of the, like, the two of them.
There was just so
the
many appendix? Like stories about, like, yeah, about, yes, like, that getting taken out. I was like, oh, it must yeah. be like a wisdom teeth kind of thing.
Right.
Apparently your appendix is something that you, like throughout, like, evolution or whatever, like, you don't need anymore. Like, your appendix serves no purpose in your body.
But why, like, go out of your way to remove it if it's
because if it bursts, you die.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Appendix is bursting is bad.
It bursts while they're trying to take it out.
It's also like there's a comedian that talked about like things that like we thought we had to get our tonsils removed, like whatever. There's a comedian that talked about like quicksand. He's like, I always thought quicksand was
yeah.
something I had to worry about as a kid.
I thought it was a myth.
I thought it was like, oh my gosh, what?
I thought it was super common.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you would just randomly pop up in some quicksand
yes.
out of
like
nowhere.
Like you would never know.
Oh, so you thought it happened all the time. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was fake. I thought it was a myth. It was only in shows.
No, like, I was worried about it. It was so true.
So do you like, is quicksand usually just in like forests and shit, right?
Who
just like
knows?
Deep in like.
Where is it?
I think my fear from quicksand came from The Neverending Story.
Oh, I haven't seen that in so story. Long. I need to watch
oh, hold
that again.
On. Is that with Macaulkin?
Macaulkin Mountain?
Huh?
No. Is, that a, is
no.
that a movie?
It's an old movie, and it's got, like, the dragon. He's like, Falcor! Atreyu.
Where he goes into another world. He goes from human world to...
Yeah, he's, like, reading, like, a book, and then...
Okay, up... I think it is Macaulay Macaulkin. That was
Macaulay Macaulkin.
Whatever his name is. Is that...
Macaulay Culkin.
We're trying to see where Quicksand
right?
is
no.
located.
I don't believe it is.
I just watched a trailer for that movie with Matt, like, a week ago, and it was him that was in it. Because I remember that movie a long time ago when I was a kid.
I know what movie you're talking about. That's like the where he's in like a library.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not no, it. A different oh, movie. Okay.
By the way, quicksand can be located in any place. Rising water lifts sand grains enough so that when weight is applied to them, they move laterally and allow the weight to sink down through them.
Is it really fast? I want to see a video.
Yeah. Oh,
I
know what?
I like those videos of people getting out of quicksand. They're really like
yes.
satisfying.
Yes.
It's satisfying people getting out of quicksand?
Yeah, because there's a method to it.
Guys, watching this could save your life right now. So
wait,
everybody,
is it like the quicker you go, the harder, the more you sink?
Yeah, like the more
you
fight
out,
it. Yeah,
yeah.
The more you like fight it, it like yeah, you have to be very.
Oh,
calm.
I was picturing, you know, when they like walk across like the water thing, but it turns hard when you hit it harder.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
yes.
You ever Oobleck. Seen that?
Oh yeah. Hold on, like YouTubers like do that right now.
Yeah.
Like, they have
or
that.
Like grass, when grass has that like bubble of water that you can jump
oh,
on,
yeah,
you can bounce on it. So cool.
What?
You never seen a grass bubble? It's really cool.
We are just learning all about the earth today.
Damn.
There was this movie that I watched. It was like one of my favorite movies with my brother when we were growing up. It was, I almost said Robot Pirate Island, Island, but that was SpongeBob. It was called Treasure Island, and it had one of the kids from Home Improvement. And there was like this sand, and there was sand sharks that would like go through it, and then there was trees that had pizza on it.
Does what this ring a bell?
Were you dreaming? Were you on acid?
Oh, I'd be scared too.
Wait, is that it?
Is that it?
Does that look familiar to you?
Magic? A little bit.
What is that?
A little bit.
Oh, Magic Island. That's what it was. Magic Island Pizza Tree.
What?
And
that sounds like a little kid like doing schoolwork. Like, if you had an island, what would it be called? Magic Island Tree Pizza.
These things look scary.
Yeah.
Magic Island Pizza Tree.
Like, what?
Literally
like,
fucked up my childhood.
Oh, weird. Oh, what? Yeah. I could see that.
Is this supposed to be a horror movie?
No, it was a kid's movie.
I mean, no, that doesn't. Look at that shit. That's scary.
That looked like from Sharknado.
Yeah, that looks like Jaws.
I feel like they did that on purpose. They showed like it was like PG or G, but it wasn't really.
Because PG movies could still have violence in it, right? Because shark, like scary sharks, that'd be considered violence. Like horror movies.
I feel like the only thing that makes it PG-13 is just foul language.
Yeah.
I was surprised when we watched, we were having our little Halloween movie marathon thing about Beetlejuice. I didn't realize, like, that used to scare me so much as a kid, so I thought it was, like, an adult movie. And then you're like, I'm pretty sure this is, like, a kid's movie. And I was like, oh, it's PG.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice. They're, so like, bizarre. They're, like, they're said creepy. A couple cuss words in that, and yeah, it was,
they,
like...
They had sexual references. They had reference to self-harm and suicide. Like, it was...
If it's for sure for kids, it's rated G.
Yeah,
PG right. can have say, some language. Yeah, some,
you either go words. From like G Finding Nemo to Beetlejuice going into a strip club talking about like,
Beetlejuice is on some next level. Beetlejuice should be rated.
It should be PG-13.
PG.5.
Yeah. Oh, I want to watch Finding Nemo now.
We love the ocean today.
We love the ocean. That's why our logo's blue today.
I remember when Finding Nemo came out, it was such a big fucking deal because it was the first movie of like animated like that well. Remember?
Just how beautiful it was?
Just the first animated movie that was just like insane. Like insane graphics, like just so much. It was like, what, 4 years to make that movie? Finding Nemo?
I think I did hear it took a...
It took like a longer than any other animated movie.
Maybe that's
movie
why it took
like
10 years to come out with Finding Nemo 2.
And Incredibles 2. That took like fucking 7 years, huh?
2.5 years.
2.5 years.
For Finding Nemo. Crazy.
That's insane.
I know. Imagine working on a single project for a year.
Zane hasn't posted
two years,
in a year.
Or 2.5. That's true.
He's been working,
what you been working on?
We'll get to 2.5 years.
It's called Finding Content.
Very good.
Yeah, whatever. Also, like something I stirred up.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Okay, I found this this random article the other day that reminded me of the thumbnail that we posted for one of our last videos. The one that you did about the nanny story. Throwing
the nanny
like juggling kids or something like that. there was this article about kids in France being like thrown over the fence, like because in at the school they would like close a gate and late parents would be like throwing their kids over the gate, like that was the only way to get them in. It was to like get them over the gate,
right?
And so like a bunch of parents were like apparently like shit, so they had to like
try to get their kids into the school.
Yeah, that's the Super Bowl I want to see.
I know that like our high school, the gates would close. You remember like the parent drop off?
Oh yeah,
they would shut that down on the dot.
Yeah, they were sometimes really like on the nose about that. But how do you get to school? Like I don't know. Like okay, you're 2 minutes late, so you can't learn today. Like
it's pretty crazy.
Just give someone a tardy slip. Like I don't know. But like how
then
many
then they make you like waste your fucking day to walk them in, get a slip,
yeah,
check
like the
in
parent
with a visitor
to, like,
pass.
Sign
them
in. Yeah.
I don't think they like wanted to do that. I think that was the only way to like restrict people from just bringing their kids whenever they want, because then that like makes everybody's job harder, like every teacher's job's harder if kids are just coming in at any time of the day. And then they so I do understand like kind of why they have this rule, because it was probably a huge problem back then where parents would just be like, Okay, I'll drop you off an hour late today. You'll miss some school, but like it won't be the whole thing.
I'm just wondering how many parents had to like throw their kids over a gate to have them literally have a sign that depicts a person
throwing a child over the fence.
And that's really violent, this like little picture they have here. It's that like little, the kid like, is
the
flying.
Line makes it look like they're moving pretty quick.
Yeah.
But it's
that's
probably
not like a little like gentle toss over. That's
I would just imagine it's because like the parent just doesn't want to like go through the rigmarole of being like, ugh, I have to go through the whatever entrance and like
and now
talk
to
somebody.
Kids to work and shit.
Like they were just like, God, I'm late for work already. That's why the kid's late. Just Bobby, go. Just go. Climb. Like you always climb trees at home. Just go over the fence.
And you think schools are safe? So
go
you're like,
learn
go.
Something.
Dang, France be wildin'.
Speaking of bring your kids to work, did you guys ever do that?
Yes.
I was never. My parents never took me. I was the one kid in school.
Oh, really?
Wait, I thought you meant the other way around.
You brought your kid parents to your work?
No. Parents come to your school. Bring your parents to work day. Because that was a thing.
But
that never happened for me. But I heard it wrong. Yes, I've been to my mom's work.
What'd you think?
I thought it was insane. I thought it was so fucking cool.
Pretty cool.
It was a fire station. They met a little kid in a fire station. It's like the first time seeing something like that.
I went to my mom's work. She works at American Express.
Mm-hmm.
And she like showed me around the building.
Here's a credit card, honey. Like, you just get the swipe.
But I also went to bring your grandkids to work day.
What?
And I remember my grandma, she worked at this company that sold wigs.
your grandma worked for drag queens.
That's pretty cool.
And they were like really, really high end wigs.
Okay.
It was called On Right. And I remember like our experience we got to do was like go around, like there was like a bunch of wigs you could play with, but then we like had to fill up like shampoo bottles. And I was just like, as I was doing this, I was realizing like, I'm fucking working right now.
Oh,
I was a child, but I was like, they were making me fill bottles and bottles of shampoo.
But I thought,
I'm like, this
oh
is,
my gosh,
it got to a point
the
where
shit
like,
they don't want
to
do.
This isn't funny. Like this is child labor law.
They took advantage of that day. They love that day every year.
I feel like that was the point of like bring your kid to work day. That was to get like to give your kid a sense of like once you're an adult,
that's
this
true.
Is the real world. The real world dealing with wigs.
I was fine.
The real
just
world.
Teasing hair. Like this is the real world.
So here, fill this bottle. Great. Now we're gonna work on your taxes. So we're gonna
can
pay
you bring this person?
Oh my god. I think that
whole wig experience manifested our Vine days for sure.
Yup.
Once you saw that, you saw your hair in the mirror. You're like, ooh.
Maybe we just hated our real hair and just wanted to cover it with something.
Yeah, I was balding, so I just needed more hair in my head.
He's at this wig factory. He's like, oh, this is never going to apply to my real life. Fast forward to Vine. It's just you in a wig every single...
It's not my natural color. People won't believe it.
I need a little bit of red in here.
Mm. Oh my God. I feel like I didn't do anything. I feel like that's when I would just go to my mom's work and she was like, you know, administrative assistant. And I would just go and I would watch like Pokemon and I would trace Pokemon like I talked about last podcast. Like that's all I would do. I just remember drawing and like watching these like VHS tapes, the same ones over and over. Like mm-hmm. It was fun. I love those like those days at school.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I wish I was a kid again.
I just remember as a kid, I remember specifically this doing this like every day. My mom would go to the gym every day, and in her gym there was this whole like babysitting area. It's like you would drop your kid off. And they would watch you, and it was this, like, I just remember this fucking room. It was, like, the tiny playgrounds because the room was, like, small. It's not, like, a high-ceiling room. It's, like, this little playground in the corner that had these toys and the TV, and it was always playing Dora the Explorer every single day. And I would be, like, it would either, like, I was in there every day. I was a regular. I was in there every single day. And sometimes kids would come in, like, here and there throughout the week. But I was always the main kid in there. So I became this kid or the person where, like, all the kids used to come. It's like, oh, Zane's here. He's, like, the main person that's
the
here.
Main person. The main person in charge.
They're like, why is this little kid working here? He's literally here every day.
Because my mom loved it. She'd go to the gym every fucking day.
Your mom
day.
Just didn't want to spend time with you.
That's true, too.
Everyone comes in and just sees you watching Dora the Explorer. They're like, oh, hola. They're like,
I'm like the
what?
Kid in Fun with Dick and Jane. I just speak Spanish.
Yeah, I'm a little kid.
Because that's all I watched.
Let's do calls. I got
Mariah,
calls.
Do you want to do calling coffee talk calls?
Yes.
It's calling coffee talk, baby.
Hi, my name is
Stephen
from Cambridge, in England. And this question is for everyone, really. And, you know,
Thank you, Venus. That was a really good question. And your voice is incredibly soothing.
Hi, yeah, Venus. I could have listened
it's the
to
accents.
That.
Everybody,
I don't want the question to stop.
Accents always get me.
I'm like, Zam, fuck me for asking people to only keep it 30 seconds. I wanted to listen to that for a little longer.
Keeping in check with mental health with our friend group. I feel like it's, I think it's just like being aware, knowing what's like a normal for like your friend yeah. or people that you're around. And even if you don't suspect anything weird, like check you in. Should, you should still just talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How you been? And how you doing?
Yeah. I feel like there's subtle little hints that you as a friend would be able to catch up, like, or catch on to.
Yeah.
And see. And just constantly let your friends know that you're there, you're present, you're mm-hmm. you love them.
I also think too, it's important to like be able to know that not everyone, if somebody is feeling down, like it depends on the person of what they need from you. Some people just need to vent. Some people need advice. Some people don't want advice.
Some people want to be left alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Some people just need to like time to decompress.
And it's knowing your friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And a lot of the friends are totally different. They handle yeah. situations so differently. Like I feel like there's a friend that we will send a gift basket to. There's a friend that you just shoot a text over.
Yeah.
There's a friend that you'll text them, come over. You need to come over. Mm-hmm. And then, because you just know, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Even if something is like circling the internet, like a rumor or something like that, even if it's the silliest thing that so many people are saying, you still reach out and you're like, hey, do you want to come over for dinner? I feel like me and you always do that. Do you want to come over for dinner? Like that's like the quick like yeah. go-to, and then they just end up like opening up and it makes them feel a little better.
And if you feel like, I feel like the biggest sign is like distancing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they don't hit you up anymore, they've not really been seeing anybody else in the friend group, it's mm-hmm. just kind of like there's clearly something. It might not be anything to do with the friend group, it could be something that they're dealing with in their outside life.
Mm-hmm.
But just being aware as a good friend and noticing little nuances that could be a sign of something, and constantly just letting them know, like, listen, like I know you said nothing's wrong, but I just want to let you know that if something ever is wrong, I'm here for you. If mm-hmm. you want to talk, chat, like I'm all ears and I love you.
Yeah, you and I mean, I feel like you and I do that a lot too. We'll check yeah. in with each other. And I feel like sometimes like when I'm going through something, it's like if you pick up on it, there are sometimes when it's so fresh for me that I don't even know how to articulate. I don't know what I'm looking for, like yeah. what I would be looking for if I was to be like telling you about it. So I'm just like, I'm going through stuff right now, but I feel like it'll be fine. But thank you for, like, it's always appreciated when I know that you're,
I've
there.
I've come to you before.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, just like you, mm-hmm. oh no, you just kind of seemed a little quiet today. Like, not yeah. not your usual self.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think it's just like, just being loving and genuinely just caring for somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 9 times out of 10, you're normally right. Like, go with your gut, especially when you're that close yeah. with somebody. It's like, you know when there's little nuances and changes to their behavior that you're like, all right, let me just let them know that I'm here. Like, that's yeah. all you really, I feel like that's all you really have to do is just let people know that you're accessible. Because there are some yeah. friends that I have that I just know that they're not really the type of friends for that. Mm-hmm. But it's really important to have those types of friends, I feel like, that you can go yeah. to about that stuff. But, you know, it doesn't mean that every friend has to be like that. But, you know, those friendships are the ones that I end up usually valuing.
Especially in today's age and what's going on with COVID. And it is a very depressing time. And a lot of people are going through a lot.
And responding to things differently.
Yeah. yeah.
Everyone's taking this differently.
So difficult.
Yeah. So many people are changing and they don't know how to handle it. And they don't mm-hmm. know what to do it themselves. Yeah. It's really hard.
And I feel like it's exacerbated a lot of, like, existing mental health issues for people. Like, it's just put under a microscope with this all. Mm-hmm. So it's especially, I feel like it's especially important to check in with people that you know were already, like, you know, a little bit like anxious, or, you know, a little bit of a loner, or whatever, and just be like, mm-hmm. are you all right with everything that's going on? You know, it's like, you know, sometimes who needs the most attention.
And don't expect people to give the, I guess, honest answer. Like, yeah. if I was like, are you all right? Like, it's got to come from, like, a genuine place.
Yeah, I'm just tired. That's the go-to.
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, I'm just feeling tired lately. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always just like, okay.
Yeah. And also, don't be, like, pressuring. I don't know. It's a very, not fine line,
out.
But
feel
it
out.
Is.
Just
yeah.
be
it's something,
there.
It's something
yeah.
that you can sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Because some people are just, like, just the thought of, like, you reaching out was enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't have to take action or anything. Just, like, knowing that makes
right.
them feel better.
I think the most important thing at the end of the day is just letting your friends know you love them and care.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I would imagine, like, especially with what you guys do, it's like, yes, there's aspects of your friendship that are plastered all over the internet. And so a lot of it seems like performative or whatever. And, you know, everyone's so busy and we just have to get videos done and I need you to be in the video, whatever. But it is important to pause and realize
that. Come back to Earth.
Yeah. Like there's a work relationship, but there's also like a true friendship behind all of these interactions. And it's like those need to be nurtured just as much as the work relationships.
Right.
Yeah. Love that.
Love
your friends.
Love your friends.
I love you. Love you.
Oh my God.
Love your bangs.
Thank you. I like yours too.
I like yours too. Gonna do another one? Gonna do another question?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Okay.
Hi guys. My name is Abby and I'm a global confessee. My question is for everyone. So if you could know the absolute and truth to one question, what question would you ask? Thank you guys for allowing me to do this. I love you. Oof.
Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
What a crazy question, because you could take that in so many different ways.
You know what?
I'm excited to hear you guys.
I feel like we've all asked each other this question. We have different answers every time, but I think one of the main ones for me, and I feel like this is for so many people too, is like, is there life after death? I think that's just such an interesting one.
What happens after you die?
Does our brain keep going? It's either, do we keep dreaming? We think that there's another world, but like, there's actually nothing, but it's just our brain is just constantly going for the rest of our life while we're underground. Or do we just, is there a heaven or hell? Like I would really like to
there's
know
both.
That.
I like know the answer. Yeah, no, God told
it's
me.
It's like faith. It's like we can believe this for the rest of our life, but we won't know until we get there. And that's like, that's really scary. And I kind of want to know. I would like to know that.
I honestly feel like I...
Will Lady Gaga put out another album this year?
Lady Gaga put out her next album next year.
I genuinely feel like it sounds like such a cop-out answer, but like the more I think about it, I really feel like there's just things in life that we're not meant to know. And I feel like it's taken me a while to get to this place, but like I feel like I have accepted that. Like I've accepted that I'm just not going to know the answer to everything. I don't have enough time to know all the answers.
No point of stressing about it.
Right. And I feel like if I was to ask a question like that, because of course I would find the answer interesting, whether it's yes or no. It's like I would be so interested to hear. But I would fear that it would change the way that I would naturally want to live my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you would be serving another purpose or like living, like altering where you would be to suit this new... found knowledge that you have.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the case with, I feel like, a lot of questions. It's like existential, like really big overarching questions like that. Like, is there life after death? It's like, if you just wanted to know something about, you know, oh, like when is so-and-so in my family going to die? Like it would just,
well, no,
some things are better to not know.
Yeah. That one's like, I would never want to know when someone dies. I think that's just something is too.
But
like,
some people, when will I die?
But like, and some people though, like if it was a specific family member or something that's like, you know, battling some sort of disease or whatever, it's like, when will this person die? I'm sure it would be comforting to know, oh my God, they're going to last another 20 years. Like, that's amazing. That's very comforting. But at the same time, even just knowing that, it's like a clock that's now ticking. And it's just like, it would affect it would affect your relationship with that person.
Yeah. It's like the movie with everybody with timers over their head. It's like, you don't want to see
It's so weird. Like, I thought about this before and I used to feel that way, but now talking about it in this second, I would want to know now.
That's fair.
No. About what?
When I died.
Oh, when you died. Really?
I think so.
Would you try to prevent it when that time comes?
No, I wouldn't try to prevent it. I would just want to make sure that I lived my life and did the most and best things that I possibly could.
But that's why we should all be living like that already.
Yeah.
But nobody does. Nobody does.
Right. Nobody does.
Right.
But it'd be nice to know.
Like, what's fucked up, like, and it is sad. I've seen people, like, get told that they have 6 months to live with their cancer or whatever it is. And they're like, you know what? It's time to live now. And, like, they go live the most insane, inspirational life that they've would have never imagined.
So,
like, that is so inspiring.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it all depends on the person.
Yeah.
Like, it could be, obviously, an incredibly depressing time and is a sad, horrible thing to be told, but it all depends on the person. I feel like at this point in my life right now, if I found out, I would try to do the most I possibly could.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But it's funny because it's like, I feel like just being given an answer, whether it's you have 12 minutes left or you have 14 hours or you have 29 years or you have 80 more years, like regardless of what the answer is,
it's depressing.
Would you, I mean, would you live your life to the fullest regardless of the answer? It's like, why do you need an answer then? If it's a short period of time, if it's a long period of time, why would you just need the answer to be like, oh my God, I'm going to last 60 more, you know, years. I'm going to make those 60 years the best years of my life. You know,
I feel like this is why, if Heath was told right now that he has 5 more years to live, then he knows he has 5 more years to get everything that he needs to get done.
Yeah, I think it's more if it's a short answer.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's like a short answer.
I guess if it was like a short term thing.
Yeah.
If somebody told me you have 80 years, I'd be like,
okay.
I'm on the right track.
Okay.
But as that time gets closer, though, I feel like it would just lead to such crazy anxiety in your life.
No, because if somebody told me I had 70 more years,
you still don't know how you're going.
I would probably be ready to die.
You don't know how you're going, though. It could be super painful.
It could be like the technology and medical advancements that can make you keep, like, mm-hmm. No. I feel like
immortal.
I feel like that's the thing. Everybody wants to be fucking immortal.
Dogs should be immortal.
Dogs agreed. Are a different
thing. There's a bunch of dogs everywhere.
Always.
Forever.
My mom, the reason dog is because it's backward as God.
That's like, me.
All right.
That's me.
Sounds like a welcome mat that would be in Florida.
Oh, the refrigerator.
Yeah. God backward as dog.
Speaking of God, that's like, I totally get what both of you like are saying, but like, I would not want to know either of those because like, personally for me, like, I don't want to bring religion. Well, just thank God. Just whatever. Bring it. I got you.
I feel like you've said before
Jesus.
That. Like you've said before
God's
that you.
Plan is
yeah,
perfect
you
for
fi-
me.
You
yeah.
you your comfort is found from knowing that there's a plan. You don't need to know like the date or the timeline or anything like that.
That's just my faith, though. That's just like
right. But it's like that's all the comfort that some people need. There are some people that like, and that's not to
I think
say that people
supposed to happen the way it's supposed to happen. Like,
yeah,
I'm not supposed to change it because of like a certain.
And like you're not. It's not your information to know necessarily.
Right. No, and I get that too.
I think I would want to know about, like, where Madeleine McCann is, or
is that?
What happened to JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Like
yeah,
I wish every missing child. Where are they?
You know what?
That's I would
actually,
love that.
Okay, I would pick something like that. I would just pick. I would pick one of the like a big unsolved thing that I was like really interested in. I'd just be like, I want to know for sure.
All right, we're gonna end it on that question. Thank you guys for calling in. As always, the number is going to be in the description below. We have new merch. Our unfiltered merch is going to be in the description below as well. It's a limited time item, so get it while you can.
Make sure to tune into all of our podcast episodes. We post the audio form on Spotify, on the podcast app, all those other platforms. And on Tuesdays, we post the video portion of this podcast on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much, as always, for listening. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Peace out. Out A-Town now.
Peace punch Captain Crunch.
Peace bus Captain Crunch.
I got something you can touch. Bang bang choo choo train. Wind me up. I do my thing.
Fill it up with melt 2%.
Mess with me, I'll mess you up.
I'll mess you up.
You already messed him up.
Okay.